All right, 846, 14 till 9, Causeway southbound closed. A fire is understanding, a vehicle fire at mile marker 22.5. And thanks for those of you texting in. They say they're letting emergency vehicles go through. I'm sure Carlton Dufresne will let us know as soon as that causeway southbound reopens. Meanwhile, be apprised of that fact that if you're coming from the North Shore to the South Shore, the causeway is currently closed, so you may want to either wait or take an alternative route. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
I've been hanging in there, Tommy. How you been today?
I am okay, sir. Tell me what the Saints have been doing since the Thursday night effort against, it's been a long time. Tim, Thursday night.
yeah, against Denver.
Denver. There. How could I forget that? Sean Payton and the Broncos. How did they arrange your schedule? Do you know?
Yeah, see, you got me now. Dennis Allen gave the team some time off. Obviously, this team, we know the black and gold are banged up, so guys got a little extra time for some rest. But someone like a Derek Carr did put in a throwing session on Saturday. He did get one Monday as well, and will go again today. They're going to test that oblique issue with him going into this week 8 matchup already. Yeah, the black and gold now, have lost 5 in a row and could end up turning to Spencer Rattler again as their starting quarterback. If Carr's not able to go, they tried to at least ramp him up to be the emergency backup quarterback for last week. That's why Dennis Allen said he was listed as doubtful on the injury report. But come game time, Carr was inactive for the team, so it wasn't like even an emergency capacity. He was good to go with the oblique issue. So we're kind of still waiting to see how that goes with his throwing session today after doing yesterday, today, back-to-backs. See how that responds. But right now, it's looking like we're going to see another go for the Rattler under center.
Rattler.
Exactly. It's fun to say.
Like we hear from
Seinfeld when it says Bobby A. Bear. It's just fun to say. Rattler is fun to say, too. But hopefully, we see more improvement from the youngster. It's been a little bit of a rough go. He's been pretty, decent completion-wise when he's not under duress. Obviously, when the rookies face some pressure, things have been a lot different, and also turnover-wise as well. But I think overall what we're seeing from him is definitely a promising prospect in the Saints' fifth-round draft pick.
I was concerned during the game Thursday night against the Broncos late before Jake Haener came in because he grabbed his side, and I thought he might have another oblique issue. What do we know about that? Anything?
They called it a hip pointer, but things that they're saying that going in to this week's matchup against the Chargers that he should be A-OK. I thought maybe with Haener's performance right at the end of the game, able to orchestrate that, touchdown drive in the game, maybe they turn to him to give him a look as the starting quarterback. But Dennis Allen has made it clear that Rattler will be the guy going forward still.
I think that had a lot to do maybe, too, with the situation that they were in and what kind of defense the Denver Broncos were playing. And maybe, yeah, I understand what I'm saying. They were playing pretty soft, right, at that point in the game?
Yeah, and you look at also that Denver Broncos front was pretty vicious, one of the highest sack rates, one of the highest blitz rates, at least in the NFL. And I know their sack numbers are up there as well, too. And poor Rattler has 11 sacks in his first 2 starts in the league. Obviously, the young man still learning his way in the NFL.
Let me take a break because we got some traffic problems. We'll pick it up. We come back 8:50, 10 till 9, 2 traffic now on WWL. All right, 8:55, 5 till 9. One lane of the causeway is now open southbound. I believe Carlton Dufresne is busy, but reached out to the newsroom and said that they should have everything cleared up, hopefully by 9:30. But one lane of the causeway is open southbound now. Be aware of that and expect the customary and usual delays. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, our guest, talking about the Saints and the Rattler. And tell me who he's going to throw to. They got a new receiver they signed or not?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tommy. Obviously, we know Rashid Shaheed put on the shelf dealing with an injury after having meniscus surgery, so he's going to miss the rest of this year. Chris Olave, still in the concussion protocol. Dennis Allen wouldn't elaborate anymore or said he couldn't elaborate anymore due to the NFL, rules and the regulations there. But Olave still trying to clear that concussion protocol, so that puts his status still in question for Sunday against the Chargers. So the team is bringing in Marquez Valdez-Scantling, a guy that we know spent a ton of time with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and then the last this past season was with the Buffalo Bills the last six games, and also spent time winning two Super Bowls, a guy with the Kansas City Chiefs. So a veteran presence for this team, a deep threat with losing someone for sure, and a Rashid Shaheed. Hasn't had much action, though, in Buffalo this year. I think it's two receptions in six games this season, and they ended up letting him go after the Bills were able to make a trade for Amari Cooper, giving, you know, I guess the Saints a chance at a veteran presence here in that locker room at wide receiver, because right now you got a lot of young guys back there, inexperienced, and obviously with a young rookie quarterback getting his feet wet, not the idealist situation for this team right now.
No, and Amari Cooper contributed on Sunday for the Bills, so apparently it made the right choice for them. Let's talk about Paulson Adebo. What are they going to do with him being out with his broken leg?
Oof, yeah, just brutal with him, obviously. You never like to see that from a young guy, especially he's heading into a contract year, so it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening with Adebo, a broken femur. Then with the curious question now, too, with Marshon Lattimore leaving last game with the hamstring issue, you definitely have some question marks on your outside corner position for this game as well. Dennis Allen did say that we would see someone like Alante Taylor move to the outside for Adebo, so that'll open up the slot, you know, the slot role, which I think you'll end up seeing the rookie and Kool-Aid McKinstry move into that spot. Also possible someone like an Ugo Amade for this team as well. But man, oh man, you know, you talk about when it rains, it pours with injuries. This team just front to back dealing with a ton of stuff, offense, defense. Hopefully we can get someone like a Taysom Hill and a Cesar Ruiz back this week for this team. We'll find out obviously a little bit more when that injury report, the initial one, comes out tomorrow.
Los Angeles Chargers lost last night to the Cardinals, but at least they're coming off a somewhat short week. The Saints got the longer time to prepare. What can we look for when the Saints play them on Sunday?
Yeah, sadly, with this Harbaugh now run offense in the Chargers, they got a stud at quarterback in a Justin Herbert. Hasn't been having the greatest year or the Chargers either, but man, oh man, Harbaugh wants to run the football, and that scares the bejesus out of me, considering the last couple games against this Saints defense, they've been just paper mache. Guys have been running through them, so if you have J.K. Dobbins in fantasy football, he is definitely a must-start against the Saints defense. Hopefully they can tighten some things up, but man, oh man, right now you look at that Saints D-line, they're not the ones that are hurting, so they got no excuses of why things are not happening up front.
Thank you, Steve Gell. Appreciate it as always. How's that young man doing at Rummel?
Doing all right. The ninth graders got their first win of the season this past week, so things are looking up for them.
Woohoo! Go Raiders! Tim Zimmer says Raider pride. Steve Geller's son's an offensive lineman. That's going to be a big young man. Watch for him. I'm telling you, he's going to wind up playing at LSU. Right?
That's his dream.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure he stays in state. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk with Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. Causeway southbound, one lane open, had a fire earlier. Details coming up and more here on WWL.